left off discussing various aspects of Kinyan Gneiva. He began with the sugyan of Samates Samar Aleph, the memory of Yochanan, the case of Gozal, Polonis Yashua Habarlim, Shem, and Yochala HaGrisha. It's impossible for the Nigzal or the Gazlan to be Makdish this Chayfetz, Zelafi Shemo Shalom, Zelafi Shemo Bershuso. And the Gemara bases this on the psukim that even Bershuso was necessary, Ish Kiyatish as Beso Kodesh Lashem, Ma Beso Bershuso, Afkol Bershuso. So apparently you see that there are two different levels of Bailus. There is what we consider to be Shalom, there is Bershuso, of course will have to be Magdir in the course of the Sferek, and therefore there is a concept of Kinyanei Gneiva or Kinyanei Gzela, as we will soon see. The Gemara that tells us explicitly this is true is the sugya that began with the Sanhedrin, the Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the following, that Kiyu Kimna Rachmana Bershusei Le'inyan Onsin. In what sense is it that the Torah posits dinim to the Gazlan, that he has kinyanim, right, for the purpose of the Chiyuv and Onsin? And Rashi points out that the Makar is the Pasuk of Shlichus Yad. The Torah tells us that sometimes an individual would in fact be potter in cases of onsin, a shomer for example. That's only provided lo shalach yado b'melech esreihu. If, however, if he is shaleach b'yad, in such a case he is considered to be chayim. Why is shlichus yad chayim? That's midin gazlan. So he's chayim in cases that a shomer sachar, for example, would be potter, namely in cases of nishbar omeis, cases of ones. So you see that a ganav or a gazan is chayiv ba'onsin, and a shomer who is shleach b'yad is dino kegazan who is chayiv ba'onsin as well. Why exactly is that true? So we saw the Tosus writes repeatedly. The Tosus in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ayin Aleph, and the Tosus in Bava Kama and Daf Nun Vav, that this is all a function of kinyanin. On what basis do we assume that is true? Because very simply, without a kinyan, how could one be chayiv ba'onsin? The other possibility would be that it's a function of chiyuvei shmira. So as we discussed, one could envision a measure of shmira to prevent shia, to prevent gneva, to prevent aveda. That certainly is true. But how can you envision a chiyuv shmira to present that which is an ones gamur? Anyone who is chayiv onsen, it shows you that it's not that they were deficient in their chiyuv shmira, but rather apparently it is because nichnas tachas abalim. And that's what Tosus maintains in Bava Kama Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And the Tosus earlier in the Masechta Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph writes that this is a common link then between a shoal as opposed to a ganav for a gazlan, even though they're worlds apart. Heter Asliyada as opposed to Yisur Asliyada, what they have in common is the Chiyu Onsin. And in such a case, a shoal has certain elements of Kinyanim that other Shomrim do not have. Tosus even raises in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph. How is it that a person becomes a shomer? Is it sufficient to say hanach lefanan? You ask me, for example, to watch your chayfetz, and I say no problem, just put it down. So Tosa says it would appear from the Gemara that that's considered to be sufficient. However, when it comes to certain cases, the Gemara seems to insist on a form of a kinyan. So Tosa writes, perhaps the difference is a shoal as opposed to other shomim. One could envision that chiyuvei shmira can be adopted through hanach lefanai. If I say, fine, I agree to watch it, put the chayfetz down, that is considered to be sufficient. If you're dealing with a shaw, however, kinyanim are necessary, so then Tosus writes, a kinyan is needed. It's not merely sufficient simply to say hanach lefanai. And we pointed out that this is the shitasi of the Tosus in Bava Metzia and Daf Pei Beis, and the Tosus in Shuas and Daf Namalev, when it comes to Bar Rabbi Matzeh. That even though the Gemara writes that a shomer could at times be chayv by Rabbi Matzeh, according to the Shita of Tosus, that's only a shoel. Because if you're only chayv for your own chametz, shalcha iataroa, avalatura shalachem reshol gavoa, what type of shomer is necessary in order to consider to be his chametz as opposed to the chametz of others? So therefore, Tosus assumes that's a shoal. A shoal has a measure of kinyanim, that is not the case when it comes to others. As we'll see, there clearly is a difference in terms of the role of the shoal as opposed to that of the ganav and the gazlan. The shoal certainly is not being machzik the chayfet in order to detract from the kinyanim of the bal hachayfet, mashenkin when it comes to a ganav or a gazlan. So number one, the halacha is chiyuv onsin, that's a function of kinyanim. Number two is the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Tzadi Zayin we began discussing, and that is whether or not there is a chiyuv ba'ad hishtamshus. If I steal a chayfetz and I use that chayfetz, Am I obligated to pay for its use, or is all that is necessary simply as a chovas hashava beheishiv es hagzela shargozam? The Gemara writes the following: Rav's case hatokif ba'avdo shal chavero va'asav malacha. I seized your evan and I did malacha. Am I obligated to pay or not? So Rav says that you're a potter. You're not chayiv b'tashlumin. So the Gemara says, v'yisal kedai toch avda kekarkoi dami. If you assume that evan is dino kekarka, why should you be potter? Karka is enon igzeles, and therefore you don't have kinyanim, and therefore b'shusei demarekai, the evan is still considered to be in the reshus of the adam, and therefore, of course, you should have to pay for the hishtamshus. The Gemara answers, you're right, in principle you should have to pay. We're talking about a case that there wasn't a hefsid to the Adon himself. It was Zenen, as Rashi writes, Vizilah Chaser. But a very great Kiddush, the Gemara says, whether a person should be obligated to pay because Asa Malacha Vosa Eved should depend on whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka or is it Dino Metaltalin. If it's Dino Kekarka and Karka in an Igzelis in such a case, then there is no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Then there. If, however, you assume that Eved is considered to be Dino Kimetalin, then subject to Gzela, they're Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzela, in such an instance, then you're considered to be Potter. And the Gemara says later in the Daf, Tokef is Svinasa Shal Chavera. If you're dealing with a Svina, which is Dabra HaMetaltel, so as Rashi points out, that if you take the Adaita de Gazlanusa, in such a case you would be Potter, and Rashi cites the Mishnah, Kala HaGazlanim, Misham Kishasa Gzela. This is what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Vokos Gzela Vaveda. So very great finish. That whether one is chayiv ba'al ha'ishdamshus, that's a function of kinyan egzeila, kinyan egneiva. If you look in Shita Mekubetes, Bavakamad Avchaf Amar Aleph, in the name of Rabbi Yeshaya, this is a din daraisa. This is based on the pasuk of Veheishiv esagzeila shagazal. The Torah says you stole a chayfet. Presumably, when you stole the chayfet, you used it. You didn't just steal it and put it on the shelf. You stole it, and you used the chayfet, and yet the pasuk just simply says, return. That means that all that is necessary is the chovas hashava. Apparently, the fact that it was used, right, does not require any form of compensation. That's the din daraisa. If that's true, it's part of the chovas hashava. So therefore, we understand why the Gemara links this issue to whether avadim is dino kekar or dino kemetalfulin. And this is what the Shaf points out in Choshen Mishpat and Shin Sama Gimel, where the Shaf writes the following. Since they're kinyane gneva, kinyane gzela, therefore, uvididei denashe ka'avid malacha. And therefore, if you'll take the eved, and eved is dino kemetalfin, it's as though you have been working your own eved. You have a mixas din violin. And in such a case, then one is potter, ba'ad ha'ishtamshus. You pointed out yesterday briefly, there's a very difficult sma, the sma metzim in shim sama gimel, sivkot in yud gimel, poshab shat against that shitun kobetzes, that writes that the Ptur Yishtamshus is a Takana Drabanan based on Takana Tashavim. We'll see. The Gemara has later, for example, in the ninth parak and those late sin, that there are certain Takana Drabanan in order to make it much easier for a Gazlan to be able to do tshuva. So maybe one could argue this is part of it. He has been working this Evan, he's been utilizing the Sefet, now he's willing to return it. If you're going to slap all different types of fees, he has to pay Bani Yishtamshus. Maybe he won't be willing to go into the Chovas Hashava. So therefore, under certain conditions, there's a Takanas Hashavim. The Sma writes the Chiddush, this is true when it comes to Yishtamshus as well. But again, a great Chiddush. The Gemara does not mention this as part of Takanas Hashavim. The Gemara writes that this is all based on whether an Eved is Dino Kekarka, Eved Dino Kemetaltalin, Poshav Shad, the Shifu Kabetas writes, this is a Dinda Raisa. This is all a function of Kinyam. A further difference in that is what the Gemara writes in Tmura regarding the concept of Shinui Konan. Opening mission in the ninth parak tells us the following. If a person is Gozel Eitzim, so of course there's a Chiyuv Hashava, but what about Osa Kelim? What happens if they're no longer Ke'en Shogoza? Shinui Konan. The Torah tells us the following. Beheshev Atagzela, the Apostle could have stopped there, but the Torah says, Asher Goza. Why Asher Goza? In Ke'en Shogoza Yaksir. If it's Ke'en Shagazal, then yes, you must return. V'imav, then there's no Chovas Hashava for the Dover Shiva'en to return the Chepetz, but rather, Damim Ba'alma Ba'ilish Lumilei. Then, there's a Chiyuv of Tashlumin, but Hachzara Sa'chepetz, not. We'll have to discuss, and I'll focus the Rambam and the Rosh, is that also a kiyum mitzvah of Heshivas HaGzila Shagazel? If a person was kona the chefetz ayidei shinui, and now the Torah only requires compensation, is that also a fulfillment of the chovas hashava? If a person pays, right, there's no malchus, why is there no malchus? Bab nitzek lasei, is that a kiyum esei? Damim babam shlemilei? Or is that not considered to be, right, a kiyum esei? After all, the kiyum esei is the hashavas hachefza, right, the hashavas habe'en. But clearly, the Mishnah tells us that shinui, in fact, is kum. So the Gemara cites this Mishnah in a somewhat unusual context. The Gemara in Tmura and Daf Dalet calls the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Kol milsa de amar achman lo savid. Cases where the Torah says, do not do this, don't engage in this practice. What happens if im oven? A person does so. Do we assume mahani, as Abaye maintains, or do we say lo mahani? That no, a person has done clearly that which the Torah tells us is absolutely forbidden. Is it possible for a person to derive any benefit? Is the chalos binding, or is it not? If the Torah says that you're not allowed to marry this woman, do we assume that there should be tfisas kedushin? No tfisas kedushin, as the Gemara discusses. So obviously the Gemara is going to deal with psukim. But one could argue, according to Rav, if the Torah says not to do so therefore maybe there's no chalos. According to Abai, no, there is a chalos, but nonetheless it's considered, in fact, to be asa. So the Gemara in Davav in Tzmura raises our case. How can Rava say that lo mahani, that if the Torah says no, so therefore you can't accrue, you can't secure, right, any benefit? What do you mean? Vahari gezel? What about when it comes to cases of gezel? Drachmanal or zigzal, the Torah says you can't steal. And yet, hagozel eitzim v'yosan kelim, your kone, and it's only a chiyuv tashlumin, and mishon kishasak zeyla. So you see, as a result of your illicit act, your maisa gneva, your maisa gzela, that is what allows you to be kone b'shinui, and therefore, of course, you've secured a right. The chepetz is yours, and all that is necessary now is the chiyuv tashlumin. Right? So how can that be? Isn't that against the shita of Rava, the Ovid lo mahani? So apparently, what do you see from the Gemara? Very simply, that shinui kone is a function of kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzeila. And that's exactly the Gemara's kasha. How can you secure a right based on that which the Torah says is considered to be forbidden? The only issue, however, here is the following. When the Gemara says that, what do you mean? The Torah says, mosigzo, and yet you posit a right, gozo eitzim v'osakei l'misham kashas ha'gzeila. So I'll throw out the following possibility. What point is it that the Gemara was addressing? When the Gemara says, Vahare Gezel, the Torah says no, and yet you did, what is it referring to? The Torah says, don't do what? Don't steal. I understand. But which aspect of Gezel is the Torah referring to? After all, there are two possibilities. A person steals something, violating the Issa, good. And then, Shinui Kalme, he alters the Chafetz. When the Gemara says, don't you see from that you can secure a right, even though this was an Issa of Geza? What was an Issa of Geza? What does it mean? When a person was toe-faced, when he sees the Chafetz, that's what the Gemara says, Vahari Geza. Or does the Torah mean no? The Issa of Geza which one violates at the time of the Shinui. Maybe that's a possibility. At the time of the Shinui itself. When the Gemara says, Vahare Gezel, Rachmanam alo Sigzam, and yet it posits a right, at what point were we saying that you violated the Sisera Gezel? At the time of the Lakicha Sachetet, initially, or at the time of the Shinui? Boshav Shat, it's referring to Ashas Gzela. When the Gemara says Vahare Gozal, it means the initial act of the Lakicha Sachefetz, not the Shashinoi. And what do you see? That initial act of seizing the Chefetz, that is what contributes to Shinikoma. In other words, Shini Kone is a function of the initial Kinyanei Gzela, which kick in at the time of Lekichas HaChepetz. How do you know that that's true? Maybe when the Gemara says Vahare Gezel, it was referring to the second stage, that which a person violated at the time of Shini Kone. And perhaps one could argue the following Chiddush, that in the case of Gozal and then Shini Kone, there are two different moments of Gezel. There's an initial Isser Gezel, and there's a subsequent act of Gezel. You've seen already, this is the Chiddush of the Nesivos, the Siman Lamed Aleph, that in our Gemara, Tave V'Shasya, there are two different tiers of Gezel. There was one Isser Gezel that you violated, right, at the time of Lekichas HaChepetz, and if then, Shini Kone, Tave V'Shasya, no, in that case, that is considered to be a further manifestation of Gezel. Against the Chiddush of the Ktzos. However, the following Ha'ara, even if you assume like the Nesivos, that there are two different points of Gezel. The Kichas HaChepetz and also Tav Rosh Hashanah, they're also the Chiyuv is B'Torah as Geneva, B'Torah as Gzela. But I'll raise the following issue. Exactly the Kasha of the Gemara. E Avid Lo Mahani. E Avid Lo Mahani means at the time of Shini Kone, not the initial act. So the difficulty is the following. Tosos writes earlier, Tzmura Dabdal Mabez, Dermasel Rava. The Gemara is looking for cases where a person can do that which is wrong, and yet a certain right is secured. Tosos raises this. What about a case of Tzorim Ozen Bechor? You have an animal that's a Bechor, and you give a Bechor to the Kohen. Obviously, the Kohen has a vested interest that this should be a Bechor, Balmum. If it's not, Lahakrava. If it's a Balmum, the Kohen can use it himself. The Kohen obviously has a vested interest. The Gemara tells us part of the Heter Bechoros is not only that the Chacham has to determine that this in fact is a Mum Kavua, but the Chacham has to grill the Kohen. How did it get there? You know, maybe of course it's a Mum Kavua because you inflicted the Mum. Because you have a clear interest that this should be a Bechor, Shnafab Mum. And the Gemara assumes that obviously it's usher for a Kohen to go ahead and to do so. And that's one of the cases of the Gemara writes, it's even Asr Ayyadei Grama, the Gemara writes Midaraisa. Now that a Kohen can't take a piece of dough and stick it in the ear of the Bechor and let the Bechor graze in the field, hoping that another animal is going to nip at it, and that will render that Bechor a Balmum. And let's assume the Kohen does so. Let's assume the Kohen causes the Mum, directly, indirectly. So in such a case, he cannot utilize that animal. The Tosus is bothered by the following. That's not a din d'oraisa. That's only a knas. Sorim, ozen, bechor, a Kohen who inflicted a mum, rendering this bechor, posel lahakrava, now mutu the Kohen. If he did so, directly or indirectly, midina, of course the animal can be used. But as a knas d'rabanan, we're not going to allow a chotein iska to have him benefit from the animal when he was the one who caused the mum. So Tosfos writes the following kasha. Why is that only a knas d'rabanan? Why not assume his rava e avid lo mahani? How can you allow him to accrue any benefit as a result of a melechus aveira? According to Abayi, e avid mahani a knas d'rabanan. But we don't assume that sorim ozen bechor. That bechor is asa d'raisa. It's a knas d'rabanan. Isn't that against the shita of rava e avid lo mahani? That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos answers an important chiddush, right, for the sugya and tmura, and that's the following. If something would occur me'ela, would happen by itself, and it would have the same result, that's not called kol milso dam rachmana lo sa'avid hi avid lo mahani. It also says the following, Logara mi ilo nafabu mum me'atzmo. When it comes to a Maisa Kedushin, I created the Ishus. The Maisa Kedushin was a function of my das. That's what the Gemara can raise. How can you so consciously do something and we will allow you to benefit from it? However, if you're dealing with something that would occur me'elav, for example, if the animal would develop a mum on its own, it's mutter the kohen. Therefore, Tosa says, in that instance, v'gara me'ilu nafa b'mum me'atzmo d'shari, and therefore, in such a case, that is not part of our sugya of the avid lamahani. So, i'avid lamahani means only if you engage in something consciously, and as a result, the Torah is going to posit such a right. But if something would happen to me'elav, an animal, happens to become a b'mum naturally, it's possible, ha'kreva. That's not i'avid lamahani. How is that relevant for us? In the following issue. If you tell me when the Gemara raises the kasha, vahare gezel, it's not referring to the initial act of gezel, but it's relating to the issue of shinui kone. Vachora shinui kone is comparable to tsorim ozen bevachor. Because shinui kone, the Gemara will tell us, you saw it of samachim and beis, that doesn't require das violin. Let's assume there's a shini which is b'me'elo. For example, Rabbi Loi says, Ganav tle v'nasa ayu, egil v'nasa shor. The Gemara says, shini kone. To the shinui, there you don't apply yavu b'me'ani. The Torah says if an animal is in this condition, it can be offered as a carbon. Not. The Torah says if the animal is in the same state as it was when you stole it, then there's a chovas ha'ashava. And if it's not, it's no longer Cain Shagazel, so then what do you mean? What are you returning? That doesn't require, right, a shinui al yedei bailim. That's even true if it is a shini which is ba me'elav. That was the kasha then of the Gemara. That shinui kone, that's what we're addressing lo mahani. Pashub Shan, the Gemara is the following. Vahare gezel means the maisek zela. The initial ma'isik zema. And what does that have to do with shini kone? If you're dealing with the second half, I understand. The act of shini kone, that creates your din bailin. That's avid mahani, no? But if you will tell me you're not dealing with that, that's something which is like term ozen habachor. Al-Karfuch Yaptusim, the Gemara is addressing the earlier stage of the Shastak Zema. What does that have to do with Shinikone? No, the answer is it has everything to do with Shinikone. Because Shinikone is a function of Kinyan Egneva, Kinyan Egzela. And the Kinyan is at the time of the Shastak Zela, at the time of Lakichas HaChefetz. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. This is the Ha'ara that the Ktsos writes in the Meshovev Nesivos. They're in Siman, Lama Dalet. We'll have to spend time discussing this at length, but as you know, you already saw the Nesivos, the Siman Lama Dalet, the Nesivos Katan Hay, where the Nesivos writes that there are two tiers of Gnev and Gzeva, the Shas Lakicha, and then a subsequent act of Gneva or Gzeva, Tavra Shasya. There the Chiyuv is Betoras Gzeva. And that's how the Nesivos understood that Gemara and Tmura. Vahari Gezel means B'shashinui. And the Ktsos, who was defending his position that that is not true, the Tavra Oshasi is not Chayiv B'Torah's Gzela, right? That's not what the Gemara means in Tmura. The Kushyus HaGemara Vahari Gezel is on the Lekicha Sachefes B'shas Maisa HaGzela Rishon. That's what the Ktsos writes. This is what you find also in Sameach and Perek Zayin of Hilchos Gneiva. That's exactly what that Gemara means in Temura. So according to this Pashup Shad, like Shinikon also, is a function of Kinyan and Gneiva, Kinyan and Gzela. Again, we'll have to revisit this critical issue. This Maflokas we touched on, the Ktsos and the Nesivos. A further indicator of Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzeva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Bein Samad Aleph. There the Mishnah tells us the case of Havlava Machteres. A person is tunneling in, forcing his way into one's home, right, in order to go ahead and steal. And in the course of doing so, he smashes a kli. In such a case, is he chayiv b'tashlumin? Does he have to pay for the kli, or does he not? So the Mishnah tells us the following, that im yesh lo damim, then he is considered to be chayiv. Rashi explains the Gemara means this. If you're dealing with someone, right, who's telling into your house, who you have no right to kill, for example, av, you don't have to be concerned that if your father is doing so, he might be down and out, but he's not going to go ahead and kill you. So therefore, in such a case, it's not iske nefashos, so therefore, right, you can't use the lethal force in order to defend yourself, to save your mama. So in such a case, then chayin, and if the father breaks the kli, he'd be obligated to pay for it. In a normal case, if it's ein lo damim, you're dealing with shar kol adam, where one has the right to posit a din rodev, that if this person is telling in the house, if I get in his way, he has consciously decided he will kill someone in order to attain that end. So therefore, nu din rodev nitnat zilu benafsho. And therefore, if he will break a kli, what do you mean? Kimid rabine. Right, the chiddush of this Mishnah in Gemara, that you apply the principle of kimid rabine, right, even if there is misa, which is midin rodev. We usually don't think of rodev as a formal chiyuv misa. We usually think of rodev as being simply part of a chovas hatzolah. But you see a great chiddush. The Gemara assumes the willingness to apply kimid rabine. Perhaps there are two halachos in rodev. Not for us, right? Above and beyond is simply the aspect of hatzolah. Maybe there is, right, a chiyuv misa, right, which is chala hagavra, above and beyond simply the fact of that a person has the right to defend or someone else has the right to intervene. The case in the Mishnah is a person was baba mafteres, and in the course of doing so, he smashed a kli. Rav says the following great kiddush. What if he didn't smash a kli? What happens if notal? Baba mafteres, and he took a kli. Notal es a kli. So Rav writes a very great kiddush that hu hadinami. Just as if he smashed the kli, he's potim na tashlumin. If he takes the kli, he also was potim. So that's very difficult, Rav Shita, no? I understand if he breaks the kli, what does it mean? There's a chiyuv tashlumin. There's a chiyuv tashlumin. And kibbeh rabini means if a person is chayuv misi, he's potim na tashlumin. But how does that apply to a case of not alas hakli? He took my kli. The kli is not his. The kli is mine, of the Baal HaChepetz. Of course he has to give it back. What, you'll argue that Kimlid Ramani is a Kenyan? Kimlid Ramani not really exempts the person from a Chiyuv Tashlumin, but it posits actively as a Kenyan. As a result of Kimlid Ramani, the Chepetz now is Shel HaGanav, Shel HaGazman. How exactly does that work? Boshev Shaf, the secret to that sugya, right, the Rav Chiddush is exactly this point. No, a Gazlan has kinyanim. Despite the fact that the Gazlan is kone, kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzela, there's a chovas hashava. There's a chovas hashava. It's not that you obviously have to return the chepetz because the chepetz is not yours, despite the fact that you have kinyanim. Why in the world did the Torah grant kinyan to the ganav? As we saw, because the Torah wanted to slap the ganav and gazlan with the chiyuv onsin. And you can't just create the chiyuv onsin without nichnas tachas habayalim. But the bottom line is the ganav or gazlan has kinyanim, but there's a chovas hashava. You know what the chiddush of Rabbi is? Kim that Rabbi can't create kinyanim. No, the kinyanim are a function of gnev and gzeva. But kimnei rabbini can be mafkia the chovas hashava, just as kimnei rabbini can be mafkia chovas peraon, a chovas tashlumin. It can be mafkia chovas hashava. If there were no kinyanei gneva, no kinyanei gzeva, there'd be nothing to discuss. We don't assume, right, necessarily, as Rav Shita. Rav disagrees, and Rav writes the Mishnah is bedafka naka, where the kli is broken, not in the case of natalas kli, But again, we don't have to maintain that Rav disagrees with the scheme entirely. Rav admits that there are kinyanei gneiva, kinyanei gzeila, that certainly is the case. But Rav maintains the following, that kimid ravine cannot be mafkia the choma sashova. Kimid ravine can uproot on shehaguf, on shemamun, as we discussed. Maybe even, we'll have to discuss in the fayin, kischaibus midas. But that also is not so simple. Does kimid ravine apply to every aspect of tashlumin? Maybe not. Rava maintains, Rav, you're correct. They're kinyanim, there's a chova sahashava, but kinyan rabine, right, does not undo the mitzvah sahashava. And therefore, you have to return it. And even a further possibility, a Gemara that seems to assume kinyanei gneiva, kinyanei gzeila. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph discusses a case of a makadesh isha begezel dida. A person steals something from a woman, and then he wants to utilize that for the purpose of kedushin. So, on what basis can you makadesh an isha with this? After all, right? To makadesh an isha, the chepetz must be yours. It must be shalom b'shusa. So, therefore, how can kedusha isha occur with that which is not mine? So, Rashi writes the following chiddush: Kevin de kibalte. Since she received it, she was willing to receive it as kesef kedushin. Rashi writes, achilte. She was mocheles. Mechila. She was mocheles. And therefore, the kedushin will be chal. So Stavechik raised the same kasha. We just raised in Sanhedrin that kimnid rabbani is a kinyan. Mechila works as a kinyan. That normally is not true. Right, we discussed last year, like the Sigin Kedushin of Kezayin Amud Aleph. A person has an Eved Ivri. And you say to Eved Ivri, you know what, I'm Ocham. You don't have to perform any services any longer. Gemara says that's not good enough. Mechila doesn't work when it comes to Eved Ivri. Why not? What does that mean? So the phrase of the Gemara is the following, a great Chiddush, Zosam Eres, Eved Ivri, Gufo Kanoi. Gufo kanui. What do you see from that, Gemara? If all the Eved owes me is certain service, servitude, that's nitan l'mechila. I can say you don't have to show up tomorrow. But the Gemara says that Eved Ivri gufo kanui. There's a kinyan haguf. Mechila is not chal on a davar shebe'en. Mechila can apply to a hiskaivus. I'm obligated to pay, I'm Ocham. But you own a chefetz and you say, I'm Ochel? What does that mean? You no longer own the chefetz. Mechila is not chal on a davar shebe'en. Mechila is an asid kinyanin. That's Zosam Es Eved Ivri Gufo Kanoi. That's what the Ramban explains in Kedushin Daf Tezayin. So good, so she's Mocheles. But how is it that the chefetz belongs to the Baal, that he can use it for the purpose of Kedush Isha? Pashav Shat, exactly the same lamdos. By virtue of Kinyan Egneva, Kinyan Egzela, the Ganav is Kolne. It is his, he is Kolne. There's a Chova Sahashava. A Chova Sahashava prevents full Bailus on behalf of the Ganav or Gazlan. The answer is the following: the chova sahashava. That's nitan l'mechila. But a bala chefetz can say, you don't have to bother returning it to me. How he can say? The chefetz is knuya l'gazlan, but there's a chova sahashava. A chova sahashava is nitan l'mechila. In such a case, a chova sahashava one could raise. That maybe you can apply kimei d'rabine. That's a hischaivus. Same thing when it comes to the case and condition of Mumbai. These are certain indicators, right, that demonstrate clearly these elements of kinyanei gneiva, kinyanei gzeila. It doesn't mean that it's a kinyan mukhlat, that you're kona lagamrei, that's the Gemara that we began. So But the kinyanim that the Gemara calls Birshusa, that is considered to be Shalhagana, the Shalhagazlan. This concept of kinyanai gneiva and Shalom versus Birshusa, this is clearly essential in terms of this immediate sugya. Our Mishnah tells us, Nafsamafayism obeys the following, that Ein Hagonav Achar Haganav Mishon Tashlame Kefir. You steal something from the thief. In such an instance, there's no fee of kefir. After all, Hagunav Mebeisa Yishma Beisa Gana. The Gemara Daf Samatesma Beishas adds the following. You don't pay the Ganav Rishon, because the Gunav Mebeisa Yishma Beisa Gana. But why don't you have to pay the Baalim HaRishonim? Pay the Baal HaChepes. Let the Ganav Sheni pay the original Baal. That's what the Gemara says, no, that's Ein Birshusa. Ish Kiyakish has based on Kodesh L'Hashem, Ma based on Birshusa, Kod Birshusa. And therefore, there's no Chiyuv of Kefir. What exactly is this Pasuk? Hagonei V'achar Haganav, there's no Chiyuv of Tashlumei Kefir. So the Tzos, in Siman Lamed Aleph, Sifkat Gimel, explains the incredible Chiddush as follows. This is not just simply a technical din kefel. The kefel requires begunav and beisayish, and that wouldn't apply in a case of gonav and haganav. You know why gonav and haganav is patur min hakefel? Because lo havi al hasheni toras gazlan klal. Because that second individual does not have the status of a ganav. It's not just a ptur kefel. The definition of ganav is ganav mibeis ha'ish. If I seize this chefetz from someone who he himself stole, therefore the ganav sheni is not considered to be a ganav at all. Why? Because after all, kevin de kfar nignav mibeis ha'balim, since the chefetz was taken out of the reshus of it, legitimate owner, so then a reshuso. The chefetz is no longer reshus habaylim. And therefore, sula avar hasheni mishum l'signo. And therefore, there's no iser of gneva or gzeila. Wow, that's a very great finish. Not only the no full kinyanim, not only is no chiyuv kefil, there's no iser. There's no Isser of Gneiv and Gzeima. That's the Chiddush, as Ixos writes. It's not clear. Ixos doesn't tell us why. But it's not clear why that should even be Isser. What's wrong with stealing something from a thief? What's wrong with it? Ixos writes, it is not an Isser Gezer. Ixos doesn't tell us what Isser this is. Their emotions suggest that maybe by doing so, right, you are going against the essay, right, of the Heshiv Esagzer Shagazam. There's a Chiyuv Hashava that when you seize the Chetetz you are preventing, so maybe it's an essay, Chiddush, but it's unclear according to the Ksos what is wrong with Gonev Ben Haganav. But it is not considered to be an Isser of Gezer. It's a very great Chiddush. The pasuk is not merely a ptur kefel, but you don't have kinyanim. It's not even an iser. Maybe one could have envisioned not going so far. Karka is in an exalus, avadim in an exalim. He pointed out, according to Rav Roshana, it means you don't have rights. You're not going to be chayav kefel, but there's an iser. Maybe one could have argued in Gonav and Haganav there's an iser, even though it doesn't posit the full gambit of kinyanim. But the Ksos goes as far as to assume, no, there's no Isser Gneva. There's no Isser Gzeva. Because the Isser is Vaguna, Mibe Saish. Well, obviously, there's no Chiyuv Kefil. There's no Isser Gneva. And the Ksos continues and writes, you cannot compare this to a case, later above a Kamadav Kofay Mabez, of Kofra Bipikadam. Where Rosh Hashanah says that Kofra Bipikadam, Naslav Ganav Vachayiv Onsen. If a person is called for the pikadon, dino kegazman yischai ba'onsin. In the case of gonav and agav, I seized the chayfetz. Kol pikadon, I didn't seize any chayfetz. The chayfetz was already behteros liyadei. You posited the chayfetz. I just denied it. That's not a kasha. In Gonav min Aganav, there was no Maisa Gneva whatsoever. I wasn't Moti the Chayfis Mershus Bailim. That already occurred. That was Ayyadi Aganav Harishon. What did I do? I took the Chayfis out of the Rishus of the initial owner? That's not true. I was Gonav min Aganav. In a case of Kopra Pikadon, what do you mean? Even though physically speaking, this Chayfis was not in the home of its Bailim, it was in the home of the Shomer. Yeah, but in that case, as the Gemara comments, Bershuse de Mare. That's not called Ino Bershuse. Bershuse does not mean physically it's locked up in my home. If the Shomer is guarding the Chayfetz on my behalf, that's called Shli and Bershuse. I could be Mafish that Chayfetz. So therefore, if the Shomer is Kofer Vipikadam, that is no longer true. It's no longer Bershusei Demare. And therefore, Kofre Pikadam, Schaev Onsen. Even though there wasn't an overt Maisig Nevra, Maisig Zeva. The difference between that case of Shomer as opposed to Gazlan is twofold. A Gazlan has Kinyanim, a Shomer generally does not. A Gazlan is not Machzik Ba'ad Bama Chefes. I'm not holding it for him. Shomer is holding the chayfetz on behalf of the original bailim, so therefore that's not called Bershusa of the Shomer. That's called the Shalom Bershusa of the chayfetz Nikri Matnish. But again, the Chiddush of the Ktos is the following Chiddush, that Hagonav Achar Ganav is not Meshalem Keifa. Why is that true? Because the Ganav Sheni does not have the status of a Ganav at all. And therefore, further Chiddush then, when the Mishnah tells us, the beginning of our parak, that Hagonav and Aganav is in a Meshalim Tashlumei Kefel, not only Kefel, there would not even be a Chiv Karen. There wouldn't be a Chiv Karen whatsoever. Let's assume, for example, I steal something from Aganav. Is there a Chiv Onsen in coming from the Ganav Sheni? So it's absolutely not. The Ganav Sheni didn't do anything. The chayfetz was still ain't over shusta the bala chayfetz. It always was ain't over shusta the bala chayfetz. And therefore, the second ganav doesn't have the status of a ganav at all. And therefore, he posits no achrayus whatsoever. Let's assume, for example, never a chayfetz. Let's assume the chayfetz became lost. The ganav she lost the chayfetz. He's potter. He doesn't have a din shomer. He doesn't have a din ganav. He's potter. Absolutely potter. So says the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yer Allah from the Bay. Gozal Velo Nisyashu Habanu. A person steals something, and there's no Yeyush. The Bala Chepet still is very hopeful. He'll get the Chepet back. Now, Uvo Acher Vachola. And now, all of a sudden, the third party comes, and he eats. He eats that object. He consumed the object. So what happens in such a case? So Rabbi Bar Chama says that Eino Gova Elami Gazlan. The Bala Chayfet, the only recourse he has is with the Gazlan Harishon. Why? As the Tzos points out, because the second individual is not a Gana for a Gazlan at all. We don't assume this way. We don't assume as Rabbi Bar Chama. We assume like Rechista. The Gozo Bonisyasho Habal Barcheva Chala, Ratzimizego, Ratzimizego. When the Bala Chayfetz comes, he has a choice. He can take party A to a Din Torah, he can take party B to a Din Torah. For whatever reason, he prefers Din Torah with party B. The one who consumed the Chayfetz. So Chista says he's entitled. He can deal with person A, deal with person B. How is that true? Deal with person B. What in the world did person B do? So says Gathra saying at length that he doesn't have the status of a Ganav or a Gazlan. The Chayfetz was ready in Rishuso. That's the great chiddush of the Tosa Shita. And Rav Chisda says, the way we assume like Lalacha, Ratzim Yizegov, a person number one, is Betoras Gneva in Zela. Ratzim Yizegov, a person number two, is Mishum Mazik. Mazik. That chayfet was Shul Shali. It wasn't for Shul Shali, but it's still Shali. If you destroy my chayfet, you're chayiv mitin mazik. That's the chiddush of the tzitz. And then the tzitz writes the further chiddush. That understanding of Rav Chisda Shita, that Ba'acher Ba'acholo is mitin mazik, that's the secret to our sugya from Daf Samach Hei. The Gemara says that Tavro Shasya Mishalim Dalit. I steal something. We're not dealing with two individual people. I steal something, and then I destroy the chayfet. So then Mishalim Dalit. So I pay the heightened amount. Kishasta what I did. On what basis? So writes the Chiddush. Midin Mazik. Not Midin Gana. Tavro Shasi Rechai Midin Mazik. And you have the right to be Toveya Midin Mazik. So if that was the case, Yukur Vezul, as the Gemara describes, so Meshalem David Midin Mazik. And what about a case of Itvar Memela? And our Gemara wasn't Tavya Shasya. It broke by itself. So, if Itvar Memela, there's no Din Mazik. The only recourse that you have is Betorah Gana for Gazlan initially. So therefore you pay Kishas HaGzeinu. You pay a single Zuz. Tavro Shasi is not a function of Gnevar Gzeinu. That's the Chiddush of the Tos. The Chiyuv is Midin Mazik. That applies to these two sugyas, our sugya, where there's a single individual Tavro Shasya, or two individuals, a sugya Baba Kamakuf Hiralef, Uva'acher Va'achalo. According to the Tos, Gonav Min HaGanav, our sugya, and what the Mishnah quotes, L'guna Be'Saish, you have to assume the further Chiddush, that Ganav Min HaGanav does not have a Din Ganav at all. And therefore, when it comes to that pasuk, it is not merely a p'tur kefel. It is not merely a p'tur kefel. But your potter even min ha-keren. Because if you'll tell me that gonev min ha-ganev is chayiv keren, the Torah what? Mazik. There was no ma'isa hezek. According to the Ktos, one must argue that gonev min ha-ganev is potter legamri. It's not just a detail in kefel. This is not a simple issue at all. If you look in Tosas Rid, the Tosas Rid in the very beginning of Hagozo Machil, Kuf Yud Aleph Mabez, the Tosas Rid is explicit that Vaguna Mesayish is only Linyan Kefel. But there's a Chiyuv Karen. There's a Chiyuv Karen. If there's a Chiyuv Karen, that can't be Batoras Mazik. Gonav Menaganav is not Chayiv Batoras Mazik. Chayfetz is still be'en. The closest we're assuming that there is no chiyuv mazik, but nonetheless there's a chiyuv keren. This is what is discussed in our Sameach at length of the Sneva Peregimah HaChabez, the Imri Moshe in Simen Lamed Beis, and the Chazonish in Baba Kama in Simen Tezayin. But Guna Beis Leish, a p'tur kefel, or even a p'tur Karen as well. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, here in Baba Kama and Os Mem Aleph, relates this to our earlier issue. This Gzeira Sakasav of Mugunu Bebei Saish is not new to us. We discussed at length the Rambam Shita, Lachos Neva Perat Beis Alacha Aleph, one who is Gonev Nichse Hekdish. The Rambam writes that Eino Meshalim Ela Keren Bova. He's potter min hakefel, but he's chayiv keren. And what is the basis of the p'tur? The Rambam had two psukim, as you know, re'ehu and v'guna v'beis ha'ish. Rabbi Chanan points out that you see when it comes to hekdish, the Rambam clearly understood v'guna v'beis ha'ish as merely a p'tur kefel. And this is the very same pasuk as gonav min hagalav. So Rabbi Chanan points out, it would be difficult to assume, according to the Rambam Shita, that v'guna v'beis ha'ish and gonav min hagalav is a hafka l'gamre, when the very same pasuk, another example where it is now v'beis ha'ish, there's a chi of keren. The Nesivus disagrees. The Nesivus in Sivkat Nehe writes, no, in the case of Ratzim Yizeh Gov, Ba'acher Ba'achalav. So in such a case, the Chiyuv is Midin Mazik. The Nesivus writes, it's certainly not true. But this is where the Nesivus refers to the various levels of Bibles. Just because there was a Ganav Rishon does not mean that case is closed and therefore it can no longer be subject to any further act of Ganeva. Since there was now Shinui, Va'acher Va'achala, or Argamar Tavya Oshasya, so in such a case that is considered to be a new act of Zeilah. And the Chiyuv is Betoras Ganav and Gazlin, not Betoras Mazik. When the Ganav HaRishon sees the Chayfetz, so it impaired the Bibles of the Bala Chayfetz. Now, the Chishino B'Shusa. But still, he had a din bangin the Torah shalom. The chayfetz belonged to the Bala chayfetz, although it was no longer accessible to him. That's shem and yachal agdisha, shalom and brishusa. Once you have shini kone, tavro shasya, once uva'acher va'achalo, so what happens now? The chayfetz is still mine as the Bala chayfetz, but it's ino brishusi. Alachar tavro shasya, alachar achila. At that point, the Shinei Koneh, so the din bainim of the Baal HaRishon is Paka Lagamre. It's Eino Shalo Veino Bershusa. That posits the din Gnevin Gleima. Just as you become a Gazlan, if you are Monea the Bershusa, you prevent that from expression. And the same thing here is true as well. But the Nesivus writes the Chiddush that the Chiyuv is not Midin Mazik. The Chiyuv is Betoras Gneva, Betoras Zela. Of course he'd be Chayiv. What more could he do, the Ganav Sheni, as opposed to the Ganav Rishon? What do you mean? The Ganav Rishon impaired the Rishusa. The Ganav Sheni now is Eino Shelo of the Bala Chayfetz. Interesting, the Nesivus does agree that Hagonav Min Haganav is Potter Min HaKeren. Why? For a different reason, it does. Because what did the Ganav Sheni do? The Chayfet, up until this point, was Shalom Ve'inah Bershus of the Bala Chayfet. When the Ganav Sheni seizes it, it is still the Shalom Ve'inah Bershus of the Bala Chayfet. So the Nesivus writes that I agree that Gonav and Ganav is Potter even from Keren, but that's simply because he didn't further the act of Gnev at all. But if he were through the act of Gnevi, Schayim, Betoras Ganav and Gazlan, not Betoras Mazik. The Imre Moshe discusses this as mentioned, Simen Lamed Beis, Os Aleph, also Simen Lamed Dalet, Os Yudam. And there in Simen Lamed Dalet, he brings a raya to the sheet of the Tzos from Tzos. This is the Tosus and that's Sugya Kuf Yud Aleph Mabeis, the Maschol Gozal. Where Tosus writes the following. Gozal Velonis Yashu Habarnin, the Gemara tells us that Ratzim Yezegov or Ratzim Yezegov. You can go from either one, the Rishon or the Shein. That's only Gozal Velonis Yashu Habarnin, Lonis Yashu Habarnin. What happens if yes nisyashu habamin? Gozal v'nisyashu habamin. So then, eno go b'mei asheni. If there was yeush, you can no longer be gova from that second individual. Even if Tosfos writes the Yeush occurs la'achar sheba lidei Hashem, even if at the time that the Yeush occurred it was already in the hand of the Sheni, so in that particular case Tosfos assumes that it's Yashu, even if it was la'achar sheba liyad Hashemi. It's not that the second person received it already la'achar yeush. When the second person received it, there was no yeush as of yet at all. But even so, the case of the Gemara is only gozal v'lo nisyashu haban. If there was yeush, then you don't assume ratzim yizegov, ratzim yizegov. Even if the yeush occurred la'achar shvach hefetz liyad Hashem. So Ibn Moshe explains as follows. Why should that be? Since the Yeyush occurred la'achar shabah ha'chefetz liyad Hasheni, why not assume that, look, if there was no Yeyush, that means that the Sheni received this chefetz improperly, illicitly? In such a case, nasa gana v'chay v'onsin. The answer in Moshe writes is like this tells. That it is not midin gana, but the recourse to the sheni is only midin mazik. And therefore there's a Ptur Karen as well. Not just a Ptur Kefen. Ma'achar Yeush, then there's no Chiyuv, which is the Torah's Mazik, for the Achila. The only possible Chiyuv is the Torah's Geneva. The Chiyuv Geneva only relates to the first one who stole it. And therefore, we don't assume Ratzim Yizegov or Ratzim Yizegov. And therefore, we can only be Govim in Harisha. If you were to argue that the Chiyuv of the Sheni is Batoras Geneva, so good, he ate after the Yeyush occurred. But why not argue that there was a chiyuv keren, simply gonif min hagana, and therefore the Baal HaRishon should be able to exercise the gvias keren mitzin gneiva? Simir Moshe writes that now the chiyuv betoras ganav is only Baal HaRishon, and therefore if there was yeush kodem haachila kodem hahezek, such a case, then you can only be gofer min harishon, not min hasheni. Further, ha'ara v'afikayam, found in chelek aleph, simen chaf aleph, quotes b'shem Reb Chaim, that the Rambam Shita is like that of the Nesilas. And the Diyuk of the Rambam is as follows. The Rambam writes, Milchus Gneiva Perakala Falofa Yudalim. What happens if Hayashoa Bishasa Gneiva Shnayim? The Chepetz was worth two at the time of the Maisa Gneiva. At the time of Hamada Bedin, it doubled. Now it's worth Arba. So the Rambam writes the following. Im Shachat, or Machar, or Shavar HaKli, you broke the Kli, or in the case of animal, you Shochet the Behema. So then, Kefil and Dalad Behe is based on the Shas Hamada Bedin. If, however, Mesa HaBehema, the animal just dies, or Avar HaKli Me'elav, for the Kli, not I smashed the Kli, but somehow the Kli naturally became broken. So in such a case, then you pay Kefil Keshas HaGneiva. That's what the Rambam means. So again, in that particular case, it was worth two, not worth four. So if Shachat, Machar, Shavar HaKli, in such a case then, Hamad Abedin, Mesa Me'aleha, Avad Me'aleha, in such a case, Hisham Kishas Agneim. So in that particular case, Mesa Me'aleha, that one just died by itself. And initially it was worth two, and now it's worth four. So the Kefil is considered to be Kishas Agneim. Why exactly is that true that the Kefil is Kishas Agneim? After all, didn't Rav say that Kefil and Dalet Behe is Kishas Hamada Bedin? Our Gemara? So why does the Rambam write that Kefil is considered to be Kishas HaGneiva? Hoshav Shat as follows. That Kol Ki HaGavna, case of Yukra, that it was worth two and now it's worth four, that's not what Rav said. That's not what Rav meant that Kefil is Kishas Hamada Bedin. In a case where it was worth two and now it's worth four, Rav never assumed in that case Kefil or Dalet Behe is Kishas Hamada Bedin. Why not? Because the Chiyuv Kefil, the Chiyuv Dalet Behe, is not being more chamor than the Chiyuv Keren. And the Chiyuv Keren is Kishas HaGneiva. The same thing is true when it comes to Kefil and Dalet Behe. That's the Rabbi Yotam, you alluded to earlier, some above Medalef, Damascus, Tloin. But Rav was not coming to tell us that one should be more machmer in the Chiyuv Kefil and Dalet Behe than the Chiyuv of Keren. But if that's true, that you cannot go ahead and assess the Chiyuv Kefil or Dalet Behe at a higher rate to the Chiyuv Keren, and that is why if Mesu Me'aleha, even the Kefil, is Kishas Hamada Bedin, then what's the problem? And what about the Reish in the Rambam? If Shachat or Machar, then the Rambam's explicit that you have to pay Kefil and Dalet Behe Kishas Hamada Bedin. So if the Chiyuv Kefil and Dalet Behe can never exceed the Chiyuv Keren, so how do you understand the fact that Kefil and Dalet Behe is Kishas Hamada Bedin in Shachat U'Machar? What's the obvious answer? No, the obvious answer is the following. What do you mean? In the case of Shachat U'Machar, even the Chiyuv Keren, even the Chiyuv Keren, is Kishas Hamada Bedin. No? In Shachat U'Machar, the Rambam writes, everything is assessed on that higher value. Keren as well, that's what our Gemara says, Nafsa Mechim and Aleph. So what's the Chiddush? That's Rav Chaim just added the following. According to the Nesivos, Rav Chaim explained, you understand this very well, that if Shachat or Machar, that is considered to be a new act of Gzeila, a new act of Gneiva. The first was Einu Breshusa, now it's Einu Shalom. So if that is true, then you can honestly say that the Karen is Kishas Hamad Abedin, 4. Ram's case was worth 2, now it's worth 4, 4. And who had the Nami when it comes to Kefu and Dalavay? According to the Ksos, it's a very different structure. In principle, the Chiyuv Karen of Gneva is Kishas HaGneva. The Chiyuv to pay the principal in a case of Tavach, Machar, Shachat, that's B'Torah's Ganav. That would be good, but if it's B'Torah's Mazik, so how does that work? If the underlying principles, the Rambam explains, like Rabbi Natan, that the Chiyuv Kefil and Dalet Vehei cannot exceed the Chiyuv Keren, and that's why if Mesa Me'aleha, everything has to be Kishas HaGneva. So in a case of Shachat Umachar, now what changed? What changed? We should argue that the Chiyuv Kefil can never exceed the Chiyuv Keren. What Chiyuv Keren? The Chiyuv Keren of Gneva. If you're going to argue that any Chiyuv in the subsequent stages of Torah is Mazik, so therefore one should argue, if Chaim explains that, what do you mean? The Chiyuv Kefel cannot exceed the Chiyuv of Keren. You're Chayiv to pay more because it was an act of Hezek. But how does Keren, Torah's Mazik, relate to the Chiyuv Kefel or Dalet Vehei, Torah's Gneva? If you assume that this is considered to be a new act of Gneva, in such a case, then you understand very well. Reb Chaim maintained, then you see that apparently, as the Nesivos, that this is considered to be a Chiyuv which is B'Torah's Gneva, not one which is Chayiv B'Torah's Mazik. This is what the Fikiyam quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim. If you look at the Reb Chaim in Perek Zayin of Choschovis HaMazik, Reb Chaim writes the following Chiddush. That Nagar Gemara Tavro Shasya, Reb Chaim writes the following: the Chiyuv is Mishum Gazlan. Why is that true? Because Reb Chaim explains the following: that Kol Shachefer is Ganav Gazlan. If it is a stolen piece of property which is near Rishus, Kol Nezek Shaose Bianayim. Anything that you will do to harm to impair that Chefer, Din Gneva Ugzelave. The Mechayiv is for Torah's Gneiv and Gzeila. You smash someone else's Chepes. That's Mazik. However, if there was a prior Chiyuv of Gneiv and Gzeila, and then you further that Gneiv and Gzeila by Tavro Shasya, there the Chiyuv is for Torah's Gana from Dazmon. The Chiyuv is not for Torah's Mazik. So if that's true, then you can understand that everything is Kishas Hamad Abedin. But if you're going to argue that the Chiyuv Gneva is based on Shasa Gneva, and that's 2, and the only reason you're paying 4 is because there was new Maisa Hezek, so therefore, why is it that the Schum of Dalet Vehei or Kefel should be dependent on that which results from the Chiyuv Mazik, not from that which results from the Dine Gneva? Just as the Din Gneva is Koveya, in the case of Mesa Me'aleha, I maintain the same thing would be true in this case as well. But we'll have to discuss further. I just my focus the Ksos and the Sivas if he hasn't as of yet. And so see to it if you can tomorrow. Like to go through these pieces and to take a look at those pieces in the Nemosha as well as this piece in the Fafala Finatikanyah.